The design for the US Embassy in London, in a way, is what you might expect. In essence, it's a big box. There's a big defensive box, and it's set in a park that can be easily defended. And the whole idea is that it's a kind of fortress, but a civilized fortress. Embassies are diplomatic policy writ in stone. This one's writ in glass. Now, it's a very particular sort of glass. It's, of course, it's bomb-proof. And the building will have a certain elegance, but it's still basically a tough box.
Advisors to the British government had worried that earlier designs for the building turned its back on the local area. I mean, do you think that this latest plans have overcome these concerns?
I don't think that the new building really relates to any area in particular. And if you look at that part of London around Nine Elms, Covent Garden Market, it's what you might call a sort of non-place. It's an area by the Thames of industrial buildings or semi-industrial buildings. And there's no street pattern. There are no squares, circuses, crescents or anything you'd recognise as a normal place you might want to live or work. And so the embassy really doesn't belong. It belongs in a nowhere land. And that's, of course, great for the Americans because they want a place like that where casual walkers aren't going to be there, really. I mean, the chance of any of us walking past will be quite rare unless you really want to go there.
Isn't it a bit of a negative point for an embassy sort of not to be in the centre of things, though? You know, I'm thinking of the previous or the current US embassy in Grosvenor Square in the centre of London in Mayfair. And it just seems a shame that they've had to sort of move away from where life is in London.
Well, of course, it's heartbreaking because embassies should be in the centre of capital cities. And there is that joy we've all had from childhood onwards of walking into parts of cities which are sort of embassy land. And it's great, whether you're in London or Tokyo or Washington or Paris, you walk through those areas where you suddenly see all the flags of all the nations of the world, as it were. And there's something very exciting and glamorous about that. And also it's been a key part of international diplomacy. Of course, the events of the last few years means, in particular, the United States, has become isolated or feels it's isolated from a lot of the rest of the world. And of course, it has been under attack, for whatever reason, whether you believe, whether it's United States' fault or whether it's, terrorism was going to happen anyway around the world. But of course, states feel defensive, so it's acting defensively. And in the case of the new London embassy, it's trying to strike a very difficult balance between trying to say, look, here we are actually, of course, a very civilized nation. We are, of course, millions of civilized Americans, and they're trying to do their best, and we want to represent ourselves well in London. But we're still very aware that what's gone on the last years, particularly the Bush years, mean we're very probably going to be attacked at some point, and we're not going to take any chances.
The lead architect, James Timberlake, said that his design was a beacon of democracy. Do you think that this design does reflect American values?
Well, I mean, that's very difficult. What American values? I mean, it's a beacon of democracy. I think, of course, the building will shine at night, and in that case, it'll be a big glowing box across the River Thames, so you won't be able to miss it. Is it a beacon of democracy? No, not really. I mean, I think you could have built that in a sense, in Beijing or North Korea, a building like that. So I don't think it's a beacon of democracy. I think what it will be internally, though, is very civilized. And I think that's something, it's a shame again that that none of us really, except a few privileged journalists and a few privileged diplomats, will get to see the inside. Because I think that's where, there's going to be a big workforce there in this new building. And I think they will have very, very nice working conditions indeed. And in that sense, those will be open, democratic, warm and friendly, I'm sure. But it's not what we see from the outside.